Okay, welcome back. This is the last session in this end user experience track before lunch. Lunch will be in room 214 where we have the coffee break and where the exhibits are. That starts at 12:25. We would like to remind you that if you don't know this already, Wi-Fi is provided but not free by the Shaw Center. And there's information on page 7 of your program. If you need free public Wi-Fi, it's available in the lower atrium of the conference center. Slides and audio are being posted to the conference website. You can see information about how to look at the slides in your conference program. I should note that if you have questions, it's really important you come to the microphone, because when I mention the audio, people who go back and listen to the programs like to hear the questions as well. Tonight, after the end of the conference, there will be a wine and cheese reception in the exhibit hall. After that, anyone who's interested in the Dine Around Ottawa program, you can meet the organizers there. If you have not signed up for it and you're interested, I believe there are still more openings. Stop by the registration desk and they will sign you up. Finally, you will receive at the end of the event an email with a link to a survey. It's very important to the conference organizers that you let them know about the experience. Okay, let me do my introductions here. I would like to introduce Andreas Philipp, Vice President of Marketing and Business Development at Utimico. And he's going to present the requirements for certification and regulation to secure the Internet of Things device or devices. Thank you very much. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, today I want to talk a little bit about the... In a moment I will switch over to full screen mode. So I want to talk a little bit about the requirements that we see as... vendor of hardware security modules in the Internet of Things, and here especially in the industrial Internet of Things. In my role as a business developer in the company, I'm working very closely with all the mechanical engineering companies in Germany and in Europe, and I will tell you a little bit about their requirements, especially when it comes to these devices, to security devices, and how the landscape, from my point of view, will change and will also change in terms of certification. Because we see a completely other world in this environment. We are stepping out of our well-known IT environment, and we are jumping into the industrial environment. That means we will bring security, and especially hardware security, down to the shop floor, where the robots are located, where all these embedded devices are communicating together. And that is very important to understand this. And I will guide you through. And I started as a developer inside this company 25 years ago. And I jumped over. I made my MBA during my career. And I jumped over to the sales department. I headed sales over 10 years. And so I will also address both roles, from the technical side and also from the commercial side. And then we see, especially was what John pointed out in the morning, also the Internet of Things and the industrial Internet of Things will address also the commercial side, the time to market of a product. That is more or less the whole bandwidth I will address today in my presentation here. First of all, when I'm talking to mechanical engineers, what they told me, Mr. Philipp, we don't talk about digitalization. We don't talk about changing the analog world into the digital world. We don't talk about exchanging information. We don't talk about collecting data and analyzing data. That is digitalization. What we talk about, we are talking about smart devices. We are talking about interacting devices. And that is especially, that is very hard to understand, that is essential for us to understand that when we talk about Internet of Things, when we talk about industrial Internet of Things, we talk about devices who are interacting together, who are sending information, and based on the information, they will start to interact. They will start to release a complete set of activities. And that is important to understand. And that is something we must also take into account when we try to start to adapt security, when we are trying to start to adapt certifications, schemes. And that is for me important to see also in this age now that there is a completely changing landscape. These small computing processors, these embedded devices, which has tremendous power, starting to act autonomously. And also for hardware security module, we see also a change now in the landscape. And that is a snapshot of today, what's happened today. Maybe next year, when we draw this picture, we will see completely other direction, or we see new directions are popping up. So, as I mentioned, 25 years ago, I started developing the first HSM for a banking association in Germany. And based on what now, today, we see virtual HSM in the cloud environment on the left-hand side. Amazon is offering virtual HSMs. Azure is offering these technologies. We have open source initiatives who are going also in this direction now. Perfect. Host card emulation, eSIM. So we want to get rid of all these devices, all these smart cards and SIM cards that's embedded into the mobile phones. And there is there's a new trend in this direction. Secure elements. We heard about these devices on the hardware side. And of course, we see the first embedded HSM are coming up into the market. So I think it was last year when the company Bosch introduced a hardware security module that fit into a car. It's a device designed and developed to fit into a car. Because there is a battle going on, especially in the automotive industry, where it says, okay, on the one hand side, you can integrate secure elements into each control unit that is located in the car. But then you have the problem, key management, updating process. Take into account that we have today's more than 60 embedded units inside a car that are communicating together, and you have to update 60 secure elements when it comes to new algorithms, key management, and this one. The other angle or the other point is where Bosch is today entering in and says, no, we need one trust anchor in the car because the car itself is a complete system. We can look on it as a complete system, and there is one security module, and that is the trust anchor in the car. And if you are Googling it, Bosch HSM, you will find technical information. You will find the first charts. I saw it personally also working. I think from my point of view, it's a serious development that we will see over the next years, and where it driven out of industry requirements. And where we will see new technologies are popping up in this environment. And that is especially where we also have also new markets like the mechanical engineering market, where we have to bring down security devices down to the shop floor itself. And looking a little bit into this protocol stack, and it's very hard to sort the different kind of protocols and standards and technologies into the OC layer, so that we can deal a little bit better with all these new, for us from the IT industry, new standards that are well established in the industrial environment. And I think a very prominent communication protocol on the session and communication layer itself is the MQTT standard, for example, and that is now very prominent when it comes to interacting between different embedded devices. But also when we are going up into the level on top where we have the business model itself or the data storage retrieval, there are also prominent technologies established. But this is also here, it's a snapshot. It's a moving market. And it's a moving, also the technology is now not stable. And the big question for us is, where is the security? And especially in Germany, where there is many initiatives around the industrial IoT, or we designed a word in Germany, it's Industry 4.0, the security and also the certification is... Yes, it's a must-have. Everybody says, yes, it's a must-have. We need security. We need this. We need this functionality, because that's a no-go. Industrial Internet of Things without security, you cannot do this. But when we are looking into these activities, there is no standard now. We are not starting developing standards. We are not integrating security from scratch into the protocols, into the mechanism. It's very hard now. So in the end of the day, maybe we are ending up to adding this security functionality. And also in terms of certification schemes, it's also very important to understand there is no actual initiatives who are looking inside this environment, says, okay, we got it, we have two different kind of direction, maybe the embedded secure element, or maybe the embedded HSM directly on the industrial rail wrecker. So maybe we take both into account. So that is the situation today when we are looking into the technology itself. On the certification landscape, we see also a shift, and a shift from the worldwide certification scheme, FIPS and COM criteria, down to national regulation and industry requirements. And so on the national regulation side, there's a very prominent regulation that's coming up now in Europe. It's the eIDAS regulation itself. It's for electronic signature creation, and when it comes to document handling. And on the industry requirements, the payment industry is very prominent in these cases, where you see also the requirement that normally they based on the worldwide schemes like FIPS or COM criteria, but very often you see also in different kind of market, different kind of schemes. EP2 in Switzerland, very prominent now. The payment scheme that's developed and designed is now also moving to Austria, where they adopted this, then NERC-SIPS TR3109, it's for smart metering, very prominent in Europe. So if you want to be in line with the smart metering requirements for security, we have to follow these technical guidelines. So that's a trend that we also see in the certification landscape. And maybe there will also be a change in the understanding of the worldwide certification scheme, that's a foundation where all these industry requirements can build of their specific needs. Let's now switch over into the other world, into the commercial environment, and when it comes to when we are talking about from a product management point of view, from a product life cycle, time to market, time to break even point of view. It's very important to understand that also certification is in terms of security is a very, very strong point in terms of the product development. That's a typical curve you can draw for each product. You have the different kind of phases, the development phase, the introduction phase of a product into the market, the growth phase of the product in the market itself, when it comes in terms of the white curve as a product sale curve, and it comes in terms of sale, and then the maturity and the decline of a product, so the end of life of a product in the market. So everybody has to take into account that when you are in the end of life time of a product, the cost per unit will increase a little bit. That's due to withdrawal components of a hardware product, for example, and also in additional effort into maintaining the old firmware and software of a product itself. But, and that is drawn over the time. And that's a normal point. So, but what about when we are jumping now with this curve into the Internet of Things? And Internet of Things means you're taking this curve and you are crunching it together, because the time to market is much shorter into this environment. And that is what we all saw over the last years when we are looking into the market, that we have shorter development time, the introduction time of a product will be shorter, or is shorter, then the growth time is also shorter. And it's very important that the time for the break-even point, it's also moving. And if you are now adding certification costs in the cost per unit, it's an orange curve from in the development cycle. It will directly have impact on your break-even point of a product itself. And this is something you have to take into account. That maybe sometimes you cannot say, okay, I need a worldwide scheme like FIPS or Comcateria, and I put it on top of my product costs, and that's it. So maybe we can compare it to the automotive industry, where it says, okay, if I want to enter into a dedicated market like North America, I have to change this and this and this component of my car, and I can calculate it on top of the product for this specific market. And then you are ending up into the product sales curve for this market, and then you can calculate very easily the time to break even. Maybe that's a direction, or maybe we look not into in the geographical market segmentation. We are looking more into the segmentation for, I'm going into the automotive industry, I'm going into the smart metering market, and that's a requirement. And then product vendor can easily design or can decide if they want to add this cost on the product. Yes, and then I'm entering into market because the market is very attractive. Or no, I don't want to enter into this market because it isn't attractive. And that, in the end of the day, will make a change also in designing and developing products, especially for the IoT, and especially when it comes to the security requirements. Because very often we see that many vendors who are entering into the IoT market, they skip all the security requirements. Because the time to market and the lifetime of a product is very short. And you can calculate the risk if they will stumble and the security hole will pop up or not. Because you have a very short lifetime of the product itself, and well, you can calculate it, and very often they skip it. They skip it out. They lower the cost of development and find they have a very early the point of break even. They move to the left, and it's very early in the part. So, and that is for sure that we see today. I don't know, I don't have an answer to this question, how we can solve this. But what I see and what I recommend is that when we're talking about certification, we should establish certification of security products. And also when they are using secure elements or when they are using crypto module in which form factors, however, they should develop certification as a brand and not as a label. Because today we see that certification is more and more and more labeled and not a brand. So the label, the quote here, I think that it's fitted perfectly into this. It's following. And it's not leading, it's not moving. We have a very good example in Europe. In Europe we have an energy pass for more or less each devices, like a refrigerator, like an oven, like something. You have a pass, energy pass. And you have classes like A, B, C, D. And A++, that's very good. It started like a label. Everybody was thinking, okay, we have now a new classification. Today, it's a brand. You need this, and it's a decision to buy a product. Maybe we can go in this direction and can establish this certification more in this direction. So then it makes also sense that we can add it security directly into the design process of product itself. But I think from my point of view, Internet of Things will change also the requirements and the process of certification over the next year, and it will change. We cannot stop this. And with this word I want to close my presentation, and we have 3 minutes time for some questions, or we can enter early into the lunch break. Thank you.
Please use the microphone. Thank you.